Hi, this is Ben Lowell, CEO of Back to the Bible Canada, and we wanted to let you know that this coming month of February 2023 is actually our International Focus Month, and so we thought we'd take a bit of time and talk about our partnerships internationally, and so we've invited COO Steve Biggerstaff to be with us today. Steve, thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is great. Steve oversees our international partnerships. So we just wanted to ask him some questions so you know what's taking place and what our partnerships are all about. Steve, one of the things I think is really important for people to know is the philosophy behind our partnerships. What does it mean to be a partner with Back to the Bible Canada?
Yeah, one of the things that we try to do with our international partners, whether they're actual ministries, some of them are radio stations, there's a bit of a mix, is come alongside them. And rather than us dictating what's going to happen in their respective country, allowing them to make that decision and then us coming along beside them in a way that helps them and helps facilitate Bible teaching in their country.
Yeah, so we take our resources or whatever resources they want, we make them available to our partner countries, and they utilize them the way they best see fit.
Yeah, exactly. We have so many resources here, and we make everything available to them, and they can pick and choose what will work best for their country.
Yeah, and I think that's a really important distinction, isn't it, that we just come alongside and make ourselves available, that we're not trying to dictate how they do ministry. It's their countries. They know how to do ministry best. They are in sync with us theologically and otherwise, but it's really their ministry, and so we're just coming alongside.
Yeah, it really is. And that's an important thing, because we want them to feel that we're just a partner for them. And it's not just the resources. Sometimes it's just information. It's ideas, operationally, how to do things most efficiently. It could be even the production of the radio program and what's the best way to make it sound good for people to hear.
That's great. One of the other things that's important is the different types of partnerships we have, the different ways in which we come alongside. So help us understand, what are some of those different partnerships like? How are they different? What do we provide?
Yeah, so we have probably, I'm going to say three, and then I'm probably going to get it wrong, but we have three different types of partnerships. We have our radio ministry partners who we provide Bible teaching programs to, as well as could be Laugh Again as well. And that's one type. So we're providing the audio programs to these radio stations. And then we have ministries that we partner with. And with them, there's a mixture. There's the audio radio programs. There's also the print resources, as well as I just mentioned, sort of the operational support. And those are some of the different ways that we partner with them.
Yeah. You were just telling me the other day about the number of languages that we've been translating some of the books into. And I'm not going to ask you to name those languages or anything like that, but there's multiple languages right now, both in India and Sri Lanka, and we're in process of working with Sri Lanka on this. But give us a sense of how that works.
Yeah, we've got, I was just sort of looking at that this morning, funny enough, and we are probably translated into around 14 different languages. Mm-hmm. And in the last 12 to 14 months, we have put out around 16,000 print resources spread across those languages. And so that's... that's what we're doing. And the way that we do that is they get translated in the country. And the reason we do that is because sometimes the examples that Dr. John uses to explain something, not the biblical parts, but if he uses an example that's sort of lifestyle type, they don't always translate. And the people may not even understand it. An example to that would be in one of his books, he talked about American football. And they had no clue what that meant in India. And so we had to translate it into cricket so that they understood
it. And fortunately, you are an expert in cricket.
Fortunately, I'm an expert in cricket. And I said to Dr. John, can I take a stab at this? And he said, yeah. And he was completely happy with it. It wasn't theological. It was just trying to get people to understand his point.
Yeah, that's great. And so what is our role in that? What is our financial role in that?
We come alongside and we cover the cost of the translation and the printing of the resources. And the way that works is that the respective ministry will get quotes on those things, and then they'll cover the cost initially, and then we'll reimburse them pretty quickly. They're not carrying the cost for a long period of time. The other thing I should say is that for every dollar that we send over to India or Sri Lanka, we go out and we audit those funds to make sure that they've been spent exactly as we directed. And we do that each year to make sure that we're in compliance with the Canada Revenue Agency, and for our own due diligence to make sure that the money that people are giving us to support international ministry is being used in the way that we've said it.
And I think it's another important distinction that every dollar that we raise for international partnerships, they receive every dollar.
That's correct.
We're not taking an administration fee or anything of that nature.
No, we take no administration fee, and they get 100% of those funds, and they use it for Bible teaching, and whether that's print or audio, and in the case of Sri Lanka, sometimes TV for in their country.
And I think that's really important to know, particularly as we come up to February, our international focus, that when you consider putting a dollar towards international ministries, our international partnerships, or $10 or $100 or $1,000, you can be assured that every one of those dollars is actually going to go into those countries for international resourcing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all going to go there. And this year, we've had a little bit of a hiatus for the last couple of years, but we're back this year to doing the Bible teaching conferences. And so each of those ministries is going to be putting on a Bible teaching conference, and we'll come alongside and partner with them on that. And those conferences are where Dr. John and other pastors from within the country will come alongside other pastors and teach them to preach the word expositionally and assist them in their education of the word and how to teach it to their congregation. And so that's going to be taking place, we think, this July.
That's fantastic.
Just finalizing the dates. And so that's something that people can partner with in February to assist us with.
And it's quite a commitment, isn't it, for those pastors to attend one of those conferences. I mean, I think of some of the stories of people that traveled for days and days by walking, by train, by whatever they could, and to come and to, because they value so much the opportunity to be trained.
Yeah, they do. It's absolutely crazy to think that people will walk tens of miles to catch a train to then get on a bus to make it to this conference. And there's a huge commitment.
So what is our plans for this summer? Where are some of the locations that the Bible teaching conferences will take place?
It's to be finalized. It's in final stages of finalization, if I can say that.
Sure,
but
you did.
We're looking at Delhi in India, Hyderabad in India, Chennai in India, and Colombo in Sri Lanka. Those are the locations that we're looking at right now. We're just finalizing things.
Now, I think, again, it's important to realize that this isn't something we've mandated to these countries. This is something they've requested of us to be a part of.
Yeah, exactly. It's something that one of the things that we do is we ask them, you know, what do you need? Yeah. What's needed in your country? And that's where it came from. In fact, I was mentioning to Dr. John just this morning that I was talking to a bishop in Delhi this morning, and he was talking about the need for the Bible conferences, and he had sent some of his pastors to one of the previous ones that was put on, and he just talked about, you know, how much they've missed them, and you know, how good they are. So
now we're going to have a special opportunity to do two things in February. One is pay for a pastor, and the other is a match campaign for our general international account. So can you give me a bit of a sense of what those two things look like?
Yeah, people have the opportunity to come alongside us and, in essence, sponsor a pastor. So they'll give us, and I don't know if we finalized the amount as yet, X amount of dollars, and that X amount of dollars will send a certain number of pastors. It could be I'm going to throw out there, so it could be $40. So if you gave us $80, that's two pastors and alike. So that's one way. The other way is that somebody can just give an amount to international ministry. And then we have a partner that's come alongside here in Canada who said, you know what, for every dollar that you're able to raise, I'm going to give you another dollar. Yeah. And so if they haven't finalized their amount, but let's say they give us $20,000, if we can raise $20,000 towards international, and that's either directly to international or, as I've just mentioned about the pastors, then they're going to match every one of those dollars up to $20,000. So the $20,000 we raise from our constituents all of a sudden becomes $40,000.
Yeah. Yeah, I should say that February being our international month, this is the only time of the year that we really focus on fundraising for international. So if international is something that's important to you, if seeing people being developed in their understanding of the Word of God and drawing close to the Lord is important to you, if training of pastors so they can teach the Bible effectively is important to you, February is really the time to come alongside.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, the impact that this ministry has when we come alongside these other ministries and radio stations is... It's mind-blowing. It really is. And, you know, I'm privileged to be able to represent the ministry. And even over the last couple of years, as you know, I've been to these countries and seen the things that are going on even while they were dealing with the pandemic restrictions. And there's a thirst for the word. And there's nothing more touching than when you go to these places, and you've been with me, Ben, and the difference between North America and there, everybody there has a Bible in their hand. Yeah. And it's just amazing to see the love of Jesus from these people and the love of the Word and the understanding of the Word. Now, obviously, a lot of these places that they're speaking a different language than you and I, but you just get that. You feel the Spirit move and you feel what's going on there and how the Lord is blessing these people.
Yeah. Yeah, and the other thing, just as we just start to wrap up, is, you know, God has been providing for these ministries that we've been doing a while in partnership with Sri Lanka and India, but he's opened up a number of other doors as well. Tell us what's been going on, even in the last year, in respect to partnership.
Yeah, it's amazing to think what's taken place. In the last year, we started airing Back to the Bible Canada in Liberia. We started airing in the United Kingdom. We started airing in Curacao. That may be in just over a year, but we've really had people just coming along. And what's interesting is that these have just come from chance encounters and putting out, you know, that the programming is available, that there's no cost to them, and then them listening to it, because I'll send them samples, and then coming back and saying, wow, this is great teaching. This is very, very good. And it's we strive for excellence in all we do, and Dr. John is a wonderful Bible teacher. But to have it sort of come back to you from these other people saying, yeah, we want that program. Yeah. We want what you've got is very encouraging.
And I think it's really interesting as we send them samples for them to listen to, that they really come back and say, you know, this is what we've been looking for. And we're looking for strong Bible teaching, expositional Bible teaching, things that we know the Word of God is actually being taught. And it's interesting to come back and you hear that theme over and over again as new opportunities become available.
You do. And one of the comments that I got recently from a gentleman was, your Bible teaching is just Bible teaching. There's not opinion on anything else that's going on around it. It's Bible teaching, and that's what we want. That's what our people want, is Bible teaching. And so, you know, that's...
And so whether you're receiving it in the Caribbean or you're receiving Canada or the UK or in India, the staple is there.
It's Bible teaching. And you know what, Ben? I have made a little mistake here. I also missed a country out that we just started in the last couple of months, Jamaica.
Yeah.
Back to the Bible in Jamaica came to us and asked if we could assist them. And so we've made our programming available, and it started, I think, in the last week or so in Jamaica as well. So that is another country.
Yeah. So we're excited. So thanks, Steve. Really appreciate you being here and filling us in with some of the details. But just so you know, again, we just ask that you would continue to support the ministry at large, support Back to the Bible Canada, because as you support Back to the Bible Canada, we can support these other ministries. But also, if you have a heart for international ministries and you want to make a special gift in the month of February, either by sending a pastor or multiple pastors. In fact, I think one organization sent 100 pastors.
Yeah, they did.
Last time we had a conference, I think in 2 or 3 years ago. And or if you want to send a gift that would be matched, go ahead and do that. And we know that it's going to cause great blessing for people that receive it. So thanks again, Steve.
You're
God
welcome.
Bless you. And please be in prayer for all of our international partners and the efforts that we make together. Blessings.